Quest presents an unabridged recording of the Never Have I Ever Club, a laugh-out-loud romantic comedy about love and second chances by Mary Jane Baker, narrated by Laura Bryden. Chapter 1. The fluorescent strip lights seared into Robin's brain in a shade of white she'd decided to name Guantanamo Ivory. She assumed she could thank the daytime drinking for a headache. Two glasses of wine with lunch. Not a regular habit, but she'd felt the need for some Dutch courage. She stopped at the hand gel dispenser, squeezed out a blob and rubbed it into her skin. Cliff Cockburn was there, the corner shop owner's hacking cough drowning out the hum of easy-listening jazz in the background. A harassed parent cuddled a snivelling red-faced toddler and a stack of very out-of-date literature sat untouched on the table. Doctors' waiting rooms. They had to be the worst places in the world, with the possible exception of airport lounges and municipal swimming pools. There was a self-check-in machine by the receptionist's desk. Robin tapped in her details, then frowned as it displayed the words, "No appointment found." Swearing under her breath, she approached the desk. "Hi, Mrs. Sykes," she said to the receptionist. "Your machine's not finding me appointment."
"Oh, pay no attention to that thing. It's always playing up," Mrs. Sykes said, casting a resentful glance at the machine. "Now, it's Robin Bloom, isn't it?"
"That's right."
Mrs. Sykes tapped at a keyboard.
"Yes, we've got you. 2:15 p.m, Dr. Barnes."
"No, that's not right.
Dr. Cowers, my doctor. I'm here to see her." The receptionist frowned.
"Not according to our records. It's Dr. Barnes you've been booked in with."
"What?
But I was quite clear. I..."
Robin took a deep breath.
"I'm sorry, but I'd really prefer to see Dr. Cower."
Young lad, was it, that you spoke to when you rang?"
"Yes, why?"
"Bloody Jason," she muttered. "That's 3 times now he's muddled the appointments."
She glanced up with a conciliatory grimace.
"I'm sorry, love. I'm training my grandson to work on reception and he's a bit dithery. Looks like he's put you in with the wrong doctor."
Ugh, was there anything in this place that worked?
These things...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?